Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Hello, and thank you again for listening to My Transformation. Today's reading is A Light That Will Always Shine. All the tragedy of life, all the misery and disharmony are caused by lack of understanding. And lack of understanding comes from lack of penetration. There's a process of awakening from childhood to youth, from youth to maturity. And during this development, one's point of view, one's outlook on life is changing. We can divide such changes or development into three classes. The first is connected with the physical development. The next, the development of the mind. And then the development of the soul. The first sign of the soul's awakening is just like the birth of an infant. The soul awakes to everything he sees and hears. Compared with that person, everyone else seems to have open eyes and yet not to see, to have open ears and yet not to hear. The natural scene of the awakened soul is called clairvoyance, and its natural hearing, clairaudience. Seer conveys that such a man has eyes, but as well as eyes, he has sight. The moment the soul is awakened, it begins to enjoy life to a fuller extent. It is this awakening of the soul that is mentioned in the Bible, except a man is born again. It will not enter the kingdom of heaven. For the soul to be born again means that it is awakened after having come on earth, and entering the kingdom of heaven means entering this world in which we are now standing, the same kingdom that turns into heaven as changed. It is we who change earth to heaven. There is only one thing that brings one face to face with reality, and that is the awakening of the soul. All tragedy of life, misery, and disharmony are caused by lack of understanding, and this lack comes from lack of penetration. When one does not have a point of view, then one is disappointed because one cannot understand. The outer world will not help us understand. It is we ourselves who should help ourselves. A further awakening is the awakened person throws a light, the light of his soul, upon every creature and every object, and sees that object, person, or condition in this light. It is his own soul that becomes a torch in his hand. It is his own light that illuminates his path. It is like throwing light upon problems that one did not understand before, like seeing through people with when they were a riddle before. Another phase is manifestation. And this is that every aspect of life communicates with this person. Life and the soul is communicative, but they do not communicate until the soul is awakened. Once awakened, it communicates with life. Those awakened become guiding lights for themselves and for others. And by their light, often unknowingly, their presence itself helps to make the most difficult problems easy. The language of the awakened soul, no one understands. His thoughts he cannot explain to anyone. His feelings he cannot expect anyone to feel. He feels lonely, but no doubt in this loneliness, there is also the sense of perfection. For perfection is always lonely, a treasure that nobody can take away from us, a light that will always shine and will never be extinguished. That is spiritual awakening, and it is the fulfillment of life purpose. Truth is born in the awakening of the soul, and truth is not taught. Truth is discovered. The knowledge of truth cannot be compared with the knowledge of forms or ideas. Truth is beyond forms and ideas. What is it? It is itself, and it is ourself. That is the conclusion of our reading today. Think on these things that have been spoken. Think on them deeply, for it is the essence of your truth.